Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, Ineye ma'okeru da, me dinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'okeru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Police brutality is a manifestation of the war, the unending conflict that we as Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut are engaged in with the whites and their offspring. This war has raged for thousands of years and will continue until we make them extinct. It is not in the ill nature of the Achiwadiefo, the spirits of disorder, the whites and their offspring, to function in a harmonious fashion with respect to Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, nor with plant life, animal life, mineral life, nor the spirit realm. As cancerous cells, disfigured cells, a minority of disfigured, cancerous cells in the body of black humanity, the whites and their offspring by default, and thus by their own ill volition, seek to consume and destroy the healthy, normal black cells. There is one method of ending so-called police brutality. Police brutality will end through police brutality. When the police brutalize Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, the police need to be brutalized. When the police murder Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, the police must be killed. The reason why the so-called police continue to murder Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut is because they are certain that they will get away with it. The reason why the police brutalize is because the police have not been brutalized. No more. When the police murder an Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut individual or group of individuals, we must make sure, make absolutely certain that those police are killed. They must be made to realize that if they murder one of us, they will die. No exceptions, no escape. They must be made to realize that when they pull the trigger on an Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut person, they are absolutely signing their own death certificate. Stop marching, crying, and protesting. It is time for every single so-called cop who has ever murdered an Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut individual or group of individuals to be killed. We see them in the paper, on television, in magazines, and hear them on the radio after they have murdered one or more of us, and we allow them to continue to live. This is the only reason why so-called police brutality continues. Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, wake up! This is our absolute enemy. Our murder is always justifiable in their eyes. During the enslavement of our people, the overseer would torture, maim and murder Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut in order to keep our population in the horrific condition of enslavement. Today, the police overseer or police officer, police officer, moves throughout the regions that we live in, the plantations that we dwell on, and torture, maim and murder us in order to keep us in the horrific condition of enslavement. And they are willing agents of their white relations who work through corporations, political parties, pseudo-religious organizations, pseudo-scientific organizations, and fraternal and sororal societies to keep us in the horrific condition of economic, social, religious, biological, and cultural enslavement. The answer to the problem of police murdering Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut is Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut killing police who murder, torture, maim, rape, and falsely imprison us. Remove the blinders from your consciousness that are designed to make you fear retaliation. The elimination of your oppressor and oppressoress is natural, it is normal, it is sane. Only the fool or the slave objects to the elimination of those who murder and torture us. Only the fool and the slave turn over the enemy to the enemy and pray for justice. The intelligent, The spiritually grounded Afurakani, Afurite Kaitni loves justice and loves to dispense justice. The intelligent Afurakani, Afurite Kaitni, the mature Afurakani, Afurite Kaitni, understands the reality that divine justice is a product of the operation of the divine hate of the Supreme Being, Nyamewa Nyame. Intelligent Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, recognize the reality that Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, hates, rejects disorder, and has created Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, deities, divine spirit forces in nature, as divine agents of that divine hate, who move throughout creation, just as your immune cells move throughout your body, destroying disordered entities and events, wherever and whenever they are found. The fool and the slave repeat misguided pseudo-religious doctrines, describing the police as agents of the Lord's justice. Brainwashed, slave-minded so-called traditional priests and priestesses in Afurakani, Afurite Kaitnit ancestral religions infect the traditions they claim to uphold, claiming that the police are agents of the God of Justice. Stop lying to our people. White police are not agents of Ogun or Ogu. White police are not agents of Adari Kofi. White police are not agents of Bena. White police are not agents of Herakuti. Stop masking your cowardice in a misstated cosmology that allows you to back away from the reality that our people are being murdered and the reality that you are too damn scared to participate in the true solution. The association of white police with Ogun, Bena, Herakuti is an insult to Ogun, Bena, Herakuti. No white individual, male or female, is a representative or agent of any Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi. None of the whites and their offspring represent any of the divine spirit forces of nature. They never have and never will. The white cop is a transvestite, dressed up in the garments and trappings of authority or justice, yet has absolutely no connection to the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou of justice, of divine hate whatsoever. To salute a white cop as a representative of Ogun or Bena is as idiotic as walking up to a man dressed up as a woman and honoring him as the representation of the divine mother. You are fools. The white cop and the non-white anti-Afurakani, anti-Afurite Kaitni cop who attacks us at the behest of his or her white master is a parasite and are to be dealt with as a parasite. Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut ultimately find out who the perpetrators of police brutality are. Why do we allow them to continue to live? Only because we have never embraced our ancestral mandate to eliminate them. We must arm ourselves with our weapons of choice and move against them. Murderers deserve death, nothing less. For some Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, metal is the weapon of choice. Some Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut prefer other weapons. You may not be a warrior or warrioress, but you are a chemist. You are a microbiologist. Your weapon is chemical and biological. Some Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut may not have the disposition to wield the gun, but are scientists, engineers. You have the capacity to innovate and manufacture weapons that have never been manufactured to date. Weapons that will destroy the target without creating disorder in other parts of creation. Some Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut are not mechanical engineers, but have been initiated into ritual practices of Afuraka, Afuraet Kaet. You therefore have access to spiritual, biological, psychological, and sociological weapons of warfare. You have the capacity to make the enemy turn on him and herself and engage in mass suicide, and you have the backing of the Nananom Nsamanfo and the Abosom, the honored ancestresses and ancestors, and the spirit forces in creation. Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut It matters not what your spiritual temperament is. You have a place. You have a role. Young and old. Male and female. Everything we need to fully execute divine justice without delay exists within ourselves as we fully avail ourselves of our culture. We do not need to waste any more time. We have wasted enough time. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, wherever you are in the world, operate within your capacity to uphold justice. When the police murder, the police die. It is on us. It has always been and always will be. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan, Ineye Ma'al Keruda.